The following program is produced by the Tech Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land, this is James Young from the rock band Styx. If you are technically challenged, if you got trouble with that computer of yours, because Lord knows I do, you need to listen to Tech Talk Radio.
This is Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor. We're the show that talks about computers, technology, and the internet. Justin and Slick are both out today, but we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to learn a little bit about cracking your password. This is something that you might fall into where suddenly you're in a situation where you need to get access to a file that's been archived and you can't do it because you can't remember the password. Well, there is a solution. There could be a solution for you. And we're going to talk with the CEO of Elcomsoft. They're a company that's widely respected in this type of business. They're based in Moscow. So we actually have a late night call with Moscow. They're going to be joining us on the line. Also, another world traveler friend of ours, Terrence Sui, is going to talk to us. He's from Movie. We'll find out how you can create a really cool presentation. You want to get outdoors with the kids, the puppies, take the dogs for a walk, just enjoy what's available out there, and you have your mobile devices? Well, there's so many different things you could do to add to those devices. Kate Christman from Verizon is here to tell us a little bit about some of the great devices that they have available in store and everything. Kate, great to see you. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, Verizon Wireless has a ton of really cool products that when you go into the store, you know, you don't just go in there to pay your bill for your phone or maybe upgrade your phone. Mm-hmm. You can really see some great accessories that go with it. And with National Puppy Day mm-hmm. being tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and celebrating that, you can go to nationalpuppyday.com for more info about that. You know, we think about getting outdoors and what are some of the cool things you want to do. What are some of the products that people, when they walk into a Verizon store, say, wow, this is cool?
Just about everything. I mean, we have everything from tablets to cameras to security stuff for your house to music and things like that. And some of the stuff that we can use with our dogs is pretty cool as well.
Yeah, see, and you know, there's been like a really big push from the carrier, it seems, to really get people to use their devices, you know, outdoors, go and enjoy. Because I mean, we think about all these cameras that are a part of some of the newer devices that really get us to get out there and take these stunning pictures. I have a friend of mine named Jessica who got herself the iPhone 7 mm-hmm. and has been taking photos with it. And I actually asked her, I said, is this from a DSLR? And she said, no, it's from my iPhone. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, a majority of the pictures on my phone are of my dogs, but
really,
it's kind of sad, I guess.
But no, not at all. Yeah. I think that's actually kind of cool. Yeah. Well, and it seems like a lot more kids want to get out, and kids have these devices, and we think, how do we get them kind of away from, you know, staring down at the screen all the time?
Yeah.
And you have some great products in the store. I know you brought some products with you as
yeah.
well that we can actually show. What are some of these, and these are all available, again, in Verizon Wireless stores?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. What are some of the things you have?
So, honestly, one of my favorites is going to be the GoPro. It's the GoPro Hero 5, I believe, is what they're on now. But what is really cool about it is that it's waterproof, dustproof. I mean, it's not indestructible completely. You can't run it over, but, you know, it's still a great device. So you can take it scuba diving and all that. But being in Arizona, it's really nice to be able to just strap it on yourself or strap it on your dog and go hiking.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun to put it on the dog just to see kind of what they get into and see it from things from their perspective.
Yeah. Now that device, and do you sell that in the store? Is it called? I believe it's called Fetch. Is it? I think the strap for the dogs.
Our stores are a little small, but
right.
we can order it.
You can order it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We should be able to order it, but it's just not. We don't have them in the stores because it's such a very niche item.
Yeah, but somebody can come in. They can find this device for their dogs, which then they strap the GoPro onto it
mm-hmm.
and let their dog go. Now, I warn people, though, if you're going to do this, make sure it's your dog. And
right.
it's not just some dog. Hey,
right.
let's strap
yeah.
the dog. Let's see where it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, it's like yeah. a little drone with legs.
Right, exactly. Just send them anywhere. Just let them go.
That's got to be too cool, too, because, again, one of the straps that you do have there, I don't know if we could
yeah.
show that. This is actually the chest strap, and now
yeah,
somebody can put this, and they kind of tilt the GoPro up and can walk, you know,
yeah.
Climb, do many things. They go through the store, I guess. You know, whatever they feel like doing, wearing that device.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have friends and family who use it for extreme sports or, like I said, scuba diving and things like that. But then it's kind of fun to be able to just put it on your dog and just be entertained for a little while.
I was watching the show The Wall yesterday. I don't know if you watch that game show. And one of the questions was the guy who invented GoPro, why did he come up with the device? And the question was, did he do it because he was a surfer, snowboarder, mountain climber, or parachute?
Uh-huh.
And I actually got it wrong. I thought the guy was a snowboarder, but actually he did it for surfing. Yeah, exactly. You would have won.
Yeah.
You would have won. You should have been on the game show.
Yeah.
But apparently he came up with the design for surfing and get another way to get outdoors and then be able to share this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sharing it too is kind of easy. If you have your device, say you have an iPhone or even an Android device, you can pair your GoPro with your phone and then take that footage and actually automatically upload it.
Or watch it live or however you really wanted to do that. You have to have service, but.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. One thing to make sure of. Now, I've used the GoPro in, I've covered events and I've needed a secondary or even a third camera where I'll just set it up. And again, I can just see what it's doing, what it's shooting. If I need to, I know it's recording. I can go into it in the editing process and add that, which makes it really nice. Now for the little kids, I'm always nervous about getting them, you know, a tablet, a $400, $500 tablet or, you know, a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Are there devices available from Verizon that will allow them to be a little more protected?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there's cases that you can buy for the tablets if you want to protect them, like the iPads.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have the Gizmo tablet, which is a kid's tablet. I believe the price point on it is $80, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
And then, so price point's there. And then it's for a kid. It's almost like some of those learning tablets where it's all the games are learning games and things like that. So it's not just something that they can just go on YouTube and just look at whatever they want to.
Right.
It's dedicated to a kid.
Excellent. I like that. And that's also the kind of the theory behind iBit, which is the kind of I don't want to say a fitness tracker, but it will give the kids awards based on their, I say, performance outdoors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you show that one to the camera? Because I think that one is actually kind of neat too.
Yeah.
Now, they would just wear this and it ties to a phone device?
Yeah, so it would tether to mom or dad's phone or both.
Mm-hmm.
And you can set up goals for the kids. So like, let's say you want them to do 10,000 steps a day. So if they hit 5,000 steps, they can have, 15 minutes on their iPad, or they can have, whatever goals you set up, you can also set up rewards for them. And then there's a rocket game on there and a few other things that they can play.
Right. Now, another thing that I think is great that we're seeing in some of the stores is when you walk in, you're going to see the cases, the ones to protect your phone.
Because
if I showed you my iPhone, you see the nice big crack in it,
which,
because I had an OtterBox and I took it out of the OtterBox to test another case. And wouldn't you know, I dropped it.
Yeah.
But you could find cases that can protect in case of falls like that. You'll also find stuff for the home. So using your technology, whether it be a tablet or it be a cell phone device, you can actually find products that can be used for home automation.
Yeah, absolutely. One of them is this Netcam HD. It's made by Belkin.
Right.
So we have this guy in the store as well. I use it to check on my dogs at home.
I knew it. I was going to ask you, do you check out the dogs when you're at work?
Yeah. And so what's also cool about them is that some of them have audio quality depending on which one you decide to get. And so you can actually speak through the app and say, like I can say, Beast, get off the couch.
Oh,
whatever.
My God. Do they listen?
No, never. Of course not.
I would do it just to freak out my dogs.
Yeah, well, I think one of my coworkers, he actually had the Netcam and he had the switch that turns your lights on and off.
Right, yes.
And so he had his wife at home, and so he turned the lights on and off from his phone.
Nice.
And messed with his wife while she was at home and watched the video of it, of course, because why wouldn't you?
we have a monitoring camera in here in the studio, and it's up here. I don't know if you can see that up there, but I'll go ahead and I'll get a notification. you know, when somebody walks into the studio.
Right.
So I'll say, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Over the audio. You know, yeah. And actually, I have a pretty good speaker.
Yeah.
So I know the Belkin device does the same thing. And it's the amazing thing is it's an HD quality.
Right. So it's not, you know, fuzzy or anything. I mean, as long as your Wi-Fi at home is, you know, up to snuff. And then if you have our 4G network, you're pretty much never out of out of service. So it's just it's a really cool device to be able to monitor your home. I mean, you can use it for home security as well. A lot of people do. But like I said, I use it for
use it for checking out the dogs.
Yeah.
Now, is there a trick to taking a photo of a dog with your phone? Do you have like a special technique? Because of my when my daughter brings her dogs over, you know, every time I try to get a picture, they're always turning their head. It's like they're camera shy.
Right.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah, exactly. On my iPhone, I have live photo, so it takes kind of like a snippet of a short video.
Right.
Because like one of my dogs, she's I had a perfect picture, and then she moved right when I was taking the picture. But if I look at the live photo, it has the beginning of it where she's sitting pretty.
What is happening in the terms of phones? I mean, you see the trends. You see the phones as they're coming into the Verizon stores. You see the different models. You know, you hear a lot about Samsung. You hear a lot about Apple, and of course, great devices. But sometimes we don't hear a lot about LG or even Motorola or HTC. Mm-hmm. You know, these are different devices that also are doing quite well, and people, they tend to stick to their brands, don't they?
Yeah, it's, I mean, one of the questions that I like to ask is like, what do you like about your current phone? What do you use it for?
Right.
What would you prefer? What don't you like? You know, what would you prefer in your new phone?
Right.
And some people say, well, you know, I really wish the camera was better. I really wish, you know, the battery didn't die so quickly. And then I can kind of gear it towards like LG, their phones have like basically SLR cameras in them.
They're amazing. Yeah.
They're really good cameras in those phones, but a lot of people don't hear a lot about the LG phones. They hear more about Samsung and Apple because of the advertising.
Right, and which that is one of the benefits of actually the store, really, is people who are maybe in that transitionary period where suddenly they can upgrade, or maybe they've decided to finally get rid of their flip phone, which is coming back. Are you going to carry those, the flip phones? Do you know yet?
Probably forever.
Yeah.
We still keep them.
People like them,
yeah.
or people are maybe need them for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people who've always used a flip phone and they don't want to learn anything new, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know.
Plus, so. It's pretty awkward when somebody has always used a flip phone and you finally try show them a smartphone, and they just they don't know where to put their fingers and thumbs.
Yeah, their struggle is real at that point.
We're gonna have society with huge thumbs in years,
yeah,
you know,
right.
Generations
Carpal
from now.
Carpal tunnel all over the place.
In the thumb, exactly. Yeah. There are so many different devices, though, as a person that's in the stores that has, and you ask that question, is it sometimes difficult to get people to say, well, you know, they want to move from the brand to give them, hey, this has long battery life, this is a great camera, to kind of convince them of maybe the benefits of moving out of something that is no longer made, or maybe a, you know, less quality?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on the person. I mean, it's nice to be able to have that conversation with a human being and be like, and say, you know, this is what I'm looking for. What do you suggest, or what do you recommend? I mean, I'm in the store every single day. I see all the phones every single day.
Right.
So I can tell you, yes, this phone has had a great track record. This phone has had, you know, photos are amazing, this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, some people come in and they say, no, I want to get the new iPhone because I have an iPhone now and I had an iPhone before that.
Right.
And I have an iPad, so I want them to be able to talk to each other.
And they might be using, you know, the Mac at home, or they might be even using iTunes at home. So they're kind of into that infrastructure.
Right.
Do you sometimes talk to them about what's available maybe on the Google side, and how maybe they go out and they get the Google Home, and now they can kind of bring all that experience into that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we still try to sell the benefits of both, you know, avenues in both platforms, but some people are, you know, they like the simplicity or the ease of a certain device that they've already had before, and so that's what they want.
Now, people can actually come on in to one of the stores and test drive, actually feel the device, how it feels in the hands. Do you still get people that yearn for that slide out phone? You know, you used to be able
with
to slide
keyboard.
And use the keyboard. Because,
yeah.
I mean, that was, you know, I have a friend that lives in Idaho, and he is one of those that he stayed with BlackBerry for the longest time. And then finally, I think it was Samsung. I want to say it was model 4, maybe. It was finally convinced them to go to 4.
Uh-huh.
Then getting them to go to 5 was a little bit of a challenge because every time something would come out. And then it was like, okay, it doesn't have a battery or it doesn't have a removable memory card.
Right.
And it seems like a lot of the companies listen to what the people miss and they start putting it back in.
Yeah.
I don't see Apple doing it that kind of, you know, battery change or anything like that in the near future. But they do that. That's why people should actually visit and check out and find out, because they just have it in their heads that the phones don't do that anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, so LG's the only brand that has a removable battery as far as their high-end phone.
Right. Is that the V20 that does that?
The V20, yeah. The G6 that's coming out, I believe, will. Yeah. And then the G5 that we currently have in the
store. Can't wait. I like the G5. Yeah. V20 still, I think, up there. If I was going to leave my iPhone, and, you know, with the crack in the screen, I might have to. But if I was going to leave that, I think one of the devices I might certainly look at.
Yeah. And, you know, so those kinds of devices are unfortunately overshadowed by like the other brands of Samsung and Apple.
Right.
But I mean, people say, I want a big screen, and the Samsung Note is no longer available. So the next phone that I go to is either an iPhone 7 Plus or the V20, or pretty much what I suggest.
Exactly. And do you use a V20? Is that the one you're using for the photos of the dogs? You use the iPhone.
I use my iPhone. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So you like that?
Yeah. Again, it's simplicity. It's all about the simplicity for me, because I work with phones all day, so I don't want to. Last thing I want to do is fiddle with mine when I get home.
Now, people can come in also and find out about the new unlimited plan.
Yes.
That's now available.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're in a big family of four, this is really going to be beneficial to them to do that. And because sometimes, to be honest, you go to the website, it can be a little confusing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm in this plan, I want to move to this plan. But because I moved and I ended up saving some money by moving, and then this unlimited plan came out, which really, for me, I'm not tapping that, because everywhere I am, it's you know, Wi-Fi.
Right.
But for a family, this is going to be important, because trust me, the kids are never tying to a Wi-Fi.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have kids, teen kids, or even preteen that have the smartphones, the unlimited plan is probably the way to go.
Cool.
Just now, because.
How can our listeners find a location near them? What's the best way?
So you can go to verizonwireless.com/locations.
Right.
Check your phone. Yeah.
There's a new app too, a new Verizon app, which makes it easier.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. The My Verizon app has really come a long way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's other apps that you can use on your phone, especially like, you know, trying to go back to the puppy day stuff. Like,
yeah.
You can also find out where you can take your dog.
Ah, so like for like a dog walk place where they have we have
like
one just up the street here. Yeah.
Yeah. Even restaurants around the area, the ones that are dog friendly and.
Right.
All that stuff. So it's Bring Fido is the application.
Bring Fido? I said never heard of that app.
Yeah.
All right. So that's where you can find out restaurants in your area that you can take your dog to. What a great idea.
Yeah.
So if I walk into a restaurant and I see that, look at that. That's awesome. Let me get a better shot of that. If I walk into a restaurant and I see somebody sitting with their dog, I'm going to look to see if it's you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Are there any other apps like for finding places to take your dogs that you know of?
I just know of the Bring Fido.
Right.
And then there's other apps out there that you can use to you know, check dogs' health and things like that. But and then there's also, I believe, an application, and it depends on what kind of microchip you put in your dog.
Right.
But you can also use the microchip to find your dog. But the app also helps with that as well.
Cool. And then there are tracker devices, I know, that you can put on your dog as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you haven't gotten to that point, which everybody should get their dogs chipped, but if they haven't gotten to that point, just like that extra protection too, they can also add that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Once again, they get to check the app. Thank you so much, Kate, for coming in.
My pleasure.
And it's great. It's somebody that loves dogs too and enjoys them. I know a lot of our listeners do, so that's always a great thing. And so Bring Fido, we learned something there. And of course, check the stores for some of these cool devices too.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, Kate. Hope we get a chance to talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
And one thing I wanted to mention to you this week is the addition of Periscope Twitter to the Wirecast interface. Now, for those that have watched the show and followed the show, if you see any of our videos that we post on Facebook, our Facebook page, facebook.com/techtalkers. You know, we use the Facebook Live interface and we go straight from the desktop, which gives us the ability to add cameras, bring in Skype calls. I mean, we could do a lot more than you can with just your, say, your mobile device using those features. Well, it's been a while and many people have been asking, and while Twitter and Periscope made this available to go ahead and work from the desktop, it still was a bit of a challenge. Well, in the newest version, 7.5 of Wirecast, which is available at telestream.net, it's now built in. And we tested this out just a few days ago. Now, you can follow us on Twitter at Tech Talk Radio or even Periscope. And once in a while, we might pop on in there and go straight from the desktop, which is, it's kind of a cool thing. And again, it's something you really haven't seen with a Periscope. And so now that's available. So if you start seeing more desktop type feeds, you know that they're probably using Telestream Wirecast. And it's neat to see that desktop video now going out to the web. So be sure to follow us at Tech Talk Radio on Twitter. Now we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to go to Moscow. We're going to be talking about password cracking, password retrieval, archiving, auditing. There comes a time once in a while where you or somebody you know may have forgotten their password. Sometimes it can be an easy password, and sometimes it can be an easy fix. Sometimes it's a little more challenging, and not all the time is it recoverable. But at least there's a company out there that can help. They're called Elcomsoft. And anybody in the tech world knows, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, they're usually the people that'll say, we'll try them out. Not only that, we're going to get a few suggestions on how to maybe make it easier, number one, to find a password without even really having to do any of this engineering. But either way, there is software available to make this happen. This is great for system administrators, for you in the home. You have a lot of files. And again, you can help stay on top of this with Elcomsoft. And again, we'll talk to the CEO of the company. That's going to be coming up next on Tech Talk Radio.
And now, back to Tech Talk Radio.
And we're back with Tech Talk Radio. Be sure to check us out at Spreaker at Tech Talk Radio. You can subscribe to our shows, be notified anytime we do a new show up there. And we're looking at expanding kind of our show runs so that more of a more frequent update along with our regular weekly program as well. So again, check that out at Spreaker.com. You'll find the link up on the front page of our website, TechTalkRadio.com. You can subscribe there. It's absolutely free as well. Now, there is a company out there that can certainly help you if you're ever stuck. Because you got to be really careful when you go on to the web and you start asking, hey, I need to hack a password. Now, when it's your own password, you still got to be careful because you might be sent off in all kinds of directions. But there is a company for years that has built on that reputation. You know, one of the companies that's out there that is the premier company when it comes to password retrieval and forensics, it's got to be Elcomsoft. If you ask anybody, listen, I forgot my password, or I can't get into this file, more than likely, if they're in the tech world, they're going to refer you to the Elcomsoft website. And with us on the line is the CEO of the company, Vladimir Katilov, who's here to tell us a little bit about it. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
And thank you, too, for calling.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the history of Elcomsoft. How long have you guys been around?
About 20 years. I don't remember for sure exactly, but it's well over 20 years, actually. We have started with different projects like offshore programming, making some software for third-party companies located in Asia, in Middle East, in Europe. And we have started our password recovery software only in 1998. About that. Mm-hmm. And that was actually our first program was for breaking the ZipperHive passwords. And we have written it for us, actually, for our own use. When we forgot the password for our own archive, we have received from our partner from the United States. Before that, on our meeting, we have agreed about that the password will be some phone number. And we forgot, forgot what phone number is. We tried a few. And once we failed, my brother, who is co-owner of the company, asked me to write the program that checks the well, all phone numbers, trying just all digits.
Wow.
For the passwords. And took me only about 2 days. Of course, that first program was extremely slow and not flexible. But still, it allowed us to break the password. And in next day or two, and then we thought that problem may be actually for many people around there, and we decided to at least to try to make it commercial,
right?
And to sell it. But the price of our first program was $15 only.
That's it.
But still, once we have received many orders on it during the first month, and we understood that this is a quite good market, at least for consumers who forget or lose their own password.
Well, you know, it seems like over the years we've been telling everybody, make your password stronger. You start using symbols, using numbers, using combinations. And we're finding out that these are the ones that are very difficult to crack. I'm sure 20 years ago, it was majorly different.
20 years ago, the situation was absolutely different. There was not so good security awareness, you would say, and most people used short and simple passwords, at least because there were no password crackers on the market. And only then, but now the situation is much worse, of course, worse for us, I mean, and for password cracking software. The people now more smart, and they use longer and more complex passwords, and also their password cracking speed is much, much lower, millions times lower. And even on the fastest hardware, for some algorithms, like, for example, Microsoft BitLocker, we can get only a few hundred passwords per second, which makes even 6 or 7 character passwords almost safe, if that's not a simple word.
Well, Vladimir, in the timeline of the company ElcomSoft and providing a solution to end users, how did the company kind of evolve to where it is today?
Not so much time ago, maybe about 6 years ago.
Right.
After we have started working on the consumer market with password cracking, just in about a year or so, we have received our first order on our password cracking software from one U.S. law enforcement agency. We just name it a three-letter agency, TLA.
Right.
And then we started to work on that market and providing the software for government and forensic organizations. And about 6 years ago, we started to work in mobile forensics market as well.
This can happen to the average person where, you know, they're running a Word document or an Excel spreadsheet, and they've password protected it, and they've mm-hmm, forgotten. Mm-hmm. Your company also makes a product for enabling the password discovery for those different office type applications.
Yeah, of course, we currently support well over 200 different applications from Microsoft Word, from very old version, and including archives and PDF files and Lotus Notes databases, Access databases, and whatever.
Right.
Some of our solutions are for consumer market only, and they're cheap and relatively simple to use. And we also have solutions that work on the distributed network using the GPUs and for forensics and law enforcement.
Well, having the ability to retrieve a password on one computer is great. I like the way it does it. It automatically saves the dictionary. In a case where it's a real tricky password and it's going to take a longer time, that's good to know in case there's any kind of power failure, etc. But a distributed way to have it access and try and retrieve that password, where you're using the power of the GPU from all the other computers within a network to try and, you know, kind of do a brute force attack on that password, that's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, sure, you can. You can install the, like, agents or clients on the network on up to 10,000 computers, and you can set them up and provide scheduling to work them, for example, only at night or when the computer is on idle, so to don't be confused with real work being done on that computer. And the process will run in the background. I still have to say that even using many computers for most modern and strong algorithms, when the password cracking speed is really low and the password is strong, long and well selected, especially if it is generated with password generators and using,
right,
a combination of different characters, There is nothing we can do. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If you choose on the good password, it isn't possible to break it with any methods.
Right.
The only thing you can do, you can attack the weakest link. That is more proper approach or method used by law enforcement. For example, when they seized the computer with a lot of protected documents from Microsoft Word's archives, databases, and whatever, and some of the passwords are extremely strong and cannot be recovered in a reasonable time, even on a super computer. That's a good idea to try to break the other documents that may have the same passwords, because quite a lot of people use the same password for different applications and even websites. And you know, when you enter the password somewhere in the internet using any browser, in most cases, until you uncheck that option, the password is saved in browser database, and it is really easy to extract it from there. And that way, you can generate the dictionary, the word list of all passwords used on that computer. Uh-huh. And when trying to break the hard password on some document, you have to try that dictionary first for a dictionary attack.
Right.
Maybe applying some mutations, adding or changing numbers at the end, and there is a very good chance that you'll break the password that way.
Well, you know, our conversation kind of serves twofold, because here we're talking about how weak passwords can be easy to get into. And the rougher the password, the harder it is to get into. Why do we have a password? So here is really the forethought that, you know what, create a better password and you won't have to worry about software being able to crack your password. Now, when it comes to creating that password, especially in an office environment, can you kind of explain maybe what a password auditor is?
Password auditors are actually for Windows logon passwords. And it is mostly being used in an Active Directory environment with a Windows service. And it is not a hacking tool or breaking tool, or it doesn't provide by any means the help to recovery of lost or forgotten passwords, because it's at least because it needs the domain administrator credentials, login and password. And
right.
that way, the administrator can extract the password hash of all users in the network and try to understand what passwords are weak and so have to be changed, and are there any other security problems in the network. For example, if you cannot break the password on a good hardware, even on a distributed network in say two weeks, then you just need to change the passwords in the, every 2 weeks, and
right,
you'll be more or less safe. There is still no warranty, but at least something.
But and this is something that every system administrator should actually have in their bevy of tools.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I know you make a couple of products too that are considered bundles: the mobile forensic bundle and the password recovery bundle. A mobile forensic would be for, let's say, law enforcement, military. It seems like as this is an area where we're relying more on in mobile technology, that this is something that's going to be more in demand.
There is quite a lot of companies on that market.
Really?
There are about 6 or 7 major players. This is Cellebrite. This is number one from Israel. The other company is, for example, MSAB from Sweden.
Right.
And there are some others. And we're definitely in top 10, but they're hard to say on which exactly place. Most of these companies provide the solutions for extracting information from different type of phones, not only iPhones, but also Windows phones, Android, and so on. And they do support tens of thousands of different models. We have selected a different approach. We now concentrate mostly on the cloud and the data stored in Apple iCloud, on Microsoft account, and on Google account.
Now, how about Wi-Fi? Somebody forgets their Wi-Fi password; they can't access it. Can you help discover those Wi-Fi passwords for an end user?
Yeah, we also have the software for breaking, or well, for auditing. That depends on the usage of the software or for
right.
Wi-Fi network. I wouldn't say that that this software is being used often to break the forgotten password. It's more proper for audit, like that one I told you before about the Windows account auditing, to just to check how strong your Wi-Fi password is. And that software is a bit not really complex to use, but still requires some expertise, and you need to have good and compatible Wi-Fi cards to enable to capture Wi-Fi packets for further cracking, or even a special dedicated card which is intended especially for network sniffing.
Well, we're talking with the CEO Vladimir Katilov of Elcomsoft, who make some great products. And again, anybody that is in the tech world should definitely be looking at them if they hadn't already. But the end user actually that is just in a situation where they don't want to go to a tech, they can actually have this software and run this software, whether it be on a Mac or a PC, in their own homes. Is there a trial version that listeners can...
Yeah, of course.
Very cool.
All the software, except just one for physical acquisition of the iPhones, which is available only with a dongle and so on. But all the other products are available for free to try, with some limited features, of course, but still you can understand what are your chances to break the password.
Excellent. Again, a great company, Elcomsoft.com. They can check it out. Thank you so much for coming on the show for us. We look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you'll find those links to check that out, but you just go to elcomsoft.com, but you'll find them up on our website as well. We have not checked out the distributed network software program. We have it. We just haven't had a chance to put it through its paces, but we may be giving that a shot, and we'll certainly post all of our findings and updates at techtalkradio.com. When we come back, if you've been thinking about being creative and you want to find it, I want to say, an easy way to put together a presentation, you want to be looking at Movie. And we're going to talk with the CEO of the company, a good friend of ours, Terrence Swee, coming up next on Tech Talk Radio.
Now, back to Tech Talk Radio.
This is Alice Cooper, the original Technotard, and you're listening to Tech Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor. Justin and Slick are both out today. But we're talking about some cool technology, and I love it when there's technology that you can get your hands on. You can actually try this software out to create a presentation, and I think once you give it a shot, you'll probably be sold on it. One of the products that I have absolutely loved working with video and photos that can create great montages is the Movie product, and I've been using the Movie product for years, and on the line with us is the CEO and founder of the company, Terrence Swee, from he's a world traveler. He's all over the world. Terrence, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you again, Andy.
This is one of those products that can help you create a party, a retirement, a look back on a life. I mean, it's a lot of fun to put together. And the new version has some new bells and whistles in it. Terrence, tell us, first of all, the movie, the company, where did the idea come from?
Well, about 15 years ago when we founded the company, we were a bunch of geeks doing research in an institute, and we had a team of people, myself included. We were looking at analyzing music. So we detected beats of the music. We know it's the climax. We know it's the romantic intro. And then we had another team looking at video analysis, looking at shot segmentation, detecting faces in videos. And then one guy came up with the idea and said, hey, you know, why don't we put all this together and automatically cut photos and videos to the beat of the music? And we say, oh, cool. You know, we make music videos for everybody.
Right.
And we one key insight is that all of us shoot way too much videos and way too much photos. Right. And, you know, ask yourself, when was the last time you watched 3 minutes or 2 minutes of your friend's vacation videos or slideshows? We're so used to your 15-second Instagram videos that our attention spans are getting shorter. Mm-hmm. So putting stuff together into a short, snappy video bite is even more important today than it was 15 years ago when we started. So we invented automatic editing 15, 17 years ago when we filed the first patents, and we've been improving the product over the years, adding more features, bells and whistles, more video support. So I like to think of the MUVI product as, it's like the Coca-Cola, you know, it's classic, it's time-tested, it's been there forever, people know it, people love it. It works for all occasions, from you know, your baby's first steps to graduation and weddings and retirement and cruises when you're 70. Coca-Cola is the Coca-Cola of video editing products. It's easy to use. It's always refreshing. It's been there forever. It's there for you.
Well, one of the great things, Terrence, about the program is really it's incredible ease of use for anybody of just about any level to be able to sit in front of the computer and use the program and put together something that is visually stunning and looks like something a professional editing house would have put together.
Yeah, and we take that very seriously. We entire day is dedicated to meetings about adding one button to the application.
Wow.
We would debate till the cows come home on removing buttons. We are constantly trying to remove settings that people do not need. Our question to ourselves is, can we do a better job? Can we make that decision for the user so that he never ever have to think about it and the result is a better video? I think one key importance is a lot of the engineers we hire are musicians and videographers, photographers. We get this stuff. We build products that we use. We actually add features that we need in our daily lives. I think that helps because we really love the product. The people at the company have been there for, you know, a gazillion years. I've still got engineers working on a product from the very first generation. Right. I think that is very important. In today's world where you have startups that raise a million or two and they come out with an app, and then 2 years later, you know, people jump ship and they go work for Google or they go work for Facebook for a bigger paycheck, and then you have a new batch of engineers taking over old code. I don't think that works for a good product. And I think that's one of our edge, because we really get this stuff and we've been doing it forever. It's a very exacting process, and yet there's no right answers. You kind of need to try different things and figure it out. So I think having 15 years to work at it is an advantage versus a two-year-old startup.
What do you say is like the biggest change from, say, the previous version?
About 7 years ago, we had a major architectural change. But of course, in 7 years, computers have become faster. So we've always been very stingy about using resources.
Right.
And so I think that really helps. With a lot of desktop software, with each iteration, it gets slower despite the fact that you get a bigger computer, because I think people don't have discipline in being careful with how they architect the product, because a lot of our business is also in making mobile apps. So we have a lot of experience in making products that work on a tiny mobile computer.
Right.
And we bring that discipline to our desktop products too. And I think the biggest cool thing about the new version is chapters. So this is where you're able to say, okay, in this first, you know, 30 or so photographs, this is when Harry met Sally. And I'm going to use this style on this music. And then the next 30 photos is when Harry and Sally graduated from university. And you use a different track of music, so you can tell stories with different chapters. This didn't used to be possible in the previous versions.
Right.
You know, it's a feature that many people have been requesting over the years. It took us a long time to do it because we didn't know how to do it easily.
Right.
So our response has always been, okay, make three separate movies and then stitch them together.
Oh, wow.
And then with version 12, we finally bite the bullet and say, okay, let's do this, right? People have been asking for it. Our users have always wanted this feature. So we say, okay. We finally cracked it, and it's out in version 12.
Well, it's an amazing product. Now, not only that, but while the consumer can use this and benefit and create these great stories of their lives, their friends' lives, their family lives, we're now finding a business is actually using this for training or for creating stories about their business, or in some cases, because you could do high-definition output, their own commercials.
Yeah, Absolutely. Even your corner bakery shop these days needs to post videos on Instagram or their Facebook page. They need to do social media marketing, and it's all about video. Nobody wants to see a Instagram photo or with filters of your cheesecake. They want a video. They want a walkthrough of your cafe. So video is tough, you know. People, if you're a cafe owner or a florist, we can't expect you to know how to use Adobe Premiere or Final Cut Pro. It's way too complicated, and it's an overkill. All you need is a good iPhone, you know, shoot a little bit of video and pop it into our software, and you get yourself a nice 15-second video ad with nice music. So we actually have a business edition of the product, which comes with all the canned music that you will need for 15-second ads, 30-second commercials for YouTube and stuff like that. So it's really easy to use. It's very fast, because if you're running a cafe, you don't have time to be making a lot of videos. So we want to make it really easy and fast and give you everything you need, the music and the styles.
And you can even output it right to the social media sites as well.
Absolutely. Yep. You post directly to Facebook and YouTube and Vimeo and a lot of other places.
Now, I know on the Mac platform, there's a new product that is out for Movie called 360 Stitcher. Can you tell us a little bit about how this works?
As you know, the Samsung Gear 360 is one of the most powerful 360 camera. It has two lenses with more than 180 degrees on each side. So what you essentially get is you get to be in the middle of the action. People Correct. Call it virtual reality or 360. But the problem with the Samsung camera is you need to have a Samsung phone to work with it.
Right.
And that sucks.
Yeah, so absolutely.
So we built a Mac product for all the iPhone users out there that will work with this camera. You can stitch the videos. You can upload it to Facebook and YouTube. And you know, that is not easy, because we realized that in order to upload 360 videos to YouTube and let YouTube know that it is a 360 video and how to play it back, you actually need to write in like little squiggly computer codes into the video file, what they call metadata,
right,
to tell YouTube that, hey, I'm a 360 video and this is how you should play me back. And of course, your average Joe doesn't know how to do that. You know, they're very capable of buying a $500 camera and pressing the red button to record. Then after that, they realize there's no easy way to stitch it together and to trim it and to send it up to YouTube and Facebook. So we build a very simple app on a Mac, pop in your video, trim it. Usually the first 5 seconds and the last 5 seconds is videos of you approaching the camera trying to turn it off or turn it on.
Yeah.
So, you know, in a 360 video, you cannot hide. You will always end up in the frame of the video. So
yep.
So we put in a very powerful, simple trimmer that's really fast, frame accurate, no resolution loss, no quality loss. And then you export it and you choose, hey, you want to put it on Facebook, YouTube, or both. And up it goes.
The visitors to those pages then get to see it and move with the mouse to be able to see that view?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow, that's great.
If you're watching it on a desktop, you use a mouse. If you're watching it on your mobile, you just move your phone.
That is awesome. That is great technology. And again, this is all available on the website. Now, you also offer, Terrence, which I think is great, trial download so people can try the program out. And I would have to say the conversion rate for it's got to be high, because once people really see how easy it is to use, you know, both products, they're probably going to be sold right away on it.
Absolutely. In fact, we have a lot of people who don't even bother to try it. They see Movie, they recognize the brand, they know us because we've been around, they just buy it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. A lot of people download the trial, they try it, and they buy within the first 3 days. I think the trial is for 15 days, but most people buy it after they have their first successful project. And I think it's because, you know, if you need to work on something, you just need it right away that very weekend. You're not going to muck around and wait for 2 weeks Absolutely. Before you buy the product. The conversion has been really good for us.
Excellent. Now, listeners, again, could give it a shot right now. Give it a try. All they have to do is go to Movie. That's MUVEE.com. Terrence, you've been traveling all over the world. Have you been shooting a lot of this 360 video and sharing this?
Absolutely. It's so much fun. You know, I was in Paris recently and a friend invited me up to his villa in Tuscany. So I've been playing with the 360 camera. I've been playing with drones. I'm just a video geek. You know, I love shooting beautiful stuff.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, that's another point too. We should mention that for those that get drones, they're also going to find software at movie.com for getting the best footage out of some of those drones.
Absolutely. We have a whole section of the website dedicated to drones. You know, if you're a drone pilot, you know what I'm getting at. You have a different set of problems. And, you know, Andy, I'll be very happy to get on your show again soon to talk about our drone software,
right?
Which is coming out in April.
Excellent. We'll definitely have to talk again because I'm still trying to get permission to buy a drone. So as soon as I do, trust me, I'll be calling you and we'll definitely talk again. But always great to talk to you, Terrence. And again, that's MUVEE.com. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Andy. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Be sure to check out our website at techtalkradio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Tech Talk Radio. Now we're going to take a quick break. We come back. It is our app of the week. And this week, it's not a website. It's not something you go buy in the stores. It's an app. You can download it, and it'll help you when you're looking for something to do at night and looking for a place to go. It's your friend all in an app. I'll tell you more about that coming up here at Tech Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
And now, back to Tech Talk Radio.
Actually, for your information, I'm online doing a little research.
AdventuresInMeat.com.
It's the Charmaster website. I'm taking a virtual tour of the 6-burner Platinum Edition.
Where's the grill?
We're in it. It's a steak eye view. Look at this. We're zooming into the drip tray and back up to the lava rocks. Drip tray, lava rocks. Feels sexy, don't it?
And we're back with Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor. Slick and Justin are both out today. You know, we always love finding websites and apps and cool things, cool products, and we welcome your suggestions. If you stumble across a website, you think, hey, those guys at Tech Talk Radio should take a look at this, we'd love to get your suggestions. So feel free to let us know about it. You can visit our website. We have a contact form page where you can drop us a line and let us know there. You can email us, techguys@techtalkradio.com, or just send us a note on our social media as well. Because it's always good to find a very cool app, which is really the way that we found our app of the week this week. Now, our app of the week is more of an app that you would use when you want to go out and you want to have some fun. When you want to go out and really enjoy yourself and get out at night and just take in the sights and sounds, the app is called Bartender's Friend. Now, you can follow them at Bartender's Friend App, at Bartender's Friend App. Now, what does the app do? I worked in the bar business before I got into radio. I was a bouncer in a bar and then I was a DJ. But one of the things that I always found could be difficult, especially in a club with a lot of music, is ordering a beverage from the bar. How do you do that when the bar is so loud? They've got the music going, you've got the people talking, you've got, you know, people shouting, playing games, and it can be a challenge. Well, how about an app that will help you order from your favorite bartender? It's called Bartender's Friend. Now, the app is 99 cents, and it's a convenient drink ordering system that you can use in loud venues, and apparently 1,000 drinks, they say, and counting, backed by a real-time database. Now, Nate Wilson, who's put this together, has put a lot of thought into this, and we're hoping to have him on the show soon to talk about this and why this is something, and if you like to go out, could certainly be a big help to you. And one of the nice things about it, too, is the inclusion of quick links to some of the social media ride services that are available out there. And again, you can check that out. Bartender's Friend App is the name of the app for the app of the week. That's it for this week with Andy Taylor. Be sure to join us next week as we'll continue to take a look at some cool tech, a brand new device on the market. I can't wait to show this on television. It would be the perfect gift for Mother's Day. It's not something that maybe I might use, but I think anybody that puts on makeup will enjoy it. We'll tell you all about that next week here on Tech Talk Radio.